The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000Bibles. Thanks. In the beginning, God created the whole world, and His creation was good and beautiful. But one day, the worst of all days came, and Adam and Eve sinned against God, breaking their relationship with Him. But God gave mankind a promise. He promised that one would come who would deliver mankind from their sin, one who would restore man and woman's relationship with God. In The Promise, the amazing story of our long-awaited Savior, Jason Holopoulos invites families to join him on a journey through the pages of the Bible in search of the promised Savior, from the Garden of Eden to a manger in Bethlehem. Today, we're pleased to share the complete audio recording of this brand new children's book right here on the Crossway Podcast. Narrated by Mike Kellogg, this book will help your family see God's promise to His people, a promise that will never fail. Let's get started.
Crossway presents The Promise, the amazing story of our long-awaited Savior, by Jason Holopoulos. Illustrated by Rommel Ruiz and read by Mike Kellogg. In the beginning, God was there, and God created the heavens and the earth. On the very first day, God separated the light from the darkness. The light He called day, and the darkness He called night. On the second day, God created the heavens in the midst of the waters, and God separated the heavens from the waters. On the third day, God gathered the seas together, and He made the dry land appear. And God made all the plants and trees and vegetation, and God saw that it was good. On the fourth day, God made the sun and the moon and the stars, the sun and the moon to rule over the day and night. And God saw that it was good. On the fifth day, God made all the birds filling the sky. And God filled the seas with fish and great sea creatures. And God blessed them. On the sixth day, God made the earth bring forth every kind of living creature, livestock and creeping things, and all the beasts of the earth. Then God created man and woman in His own image, more prized than the tall trees, the beautiful flowers, the powerful beasts, even the great sea creatures and stars in the sky. For God created man and woman alone in His image. This man and woman enjoyed the earth with God. In fact, they were friends with God. They walked with Him in the cool of the day. And God saw everything He made. He saw that everything was good. In fact, it was very good. Until it wasn't. The worst of all days came. A day angels could not have imagined. A day mankind has forever regretted. A day only God could save us from. That day, a serpent came with a lying tongue, and the first woman, Eve, listened to this lying serpent. They listened to his lies and believed him instead of God. And they sinned against God, losing everything. Mankind lost holiness. Mankind lost righteousness. Mankind lost life. But worst of all, no longer could people be with God. No longer was God their friend, because they chose not to trust God. But God gave mankind a promise. And what a great promise it was, the promise of salvation. He promised that one would come who would crush the head of the lying serpent, one who would deliver mankind from their sin, one who would restore man and woman's relationship with God. Who will this one be? Maybe a really good man can save us. A really good man like Noah, whom God saved from the flood so that he and his family could once again fill the earth with people. But Noah emerged from the ark and almost immediately sinned against God. We see that not even a really good man like Noah can save us. Maybe a great man of faith can save us, a great man of faith like Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel. But Abraham feared other men and lied about Sarah, calling her his sister and not his wife. We see that not even a faith-filled man like Abraham can save us. Maybe a great prophet can save us, a great prophet like Moses, who led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. But Moses lacked faith, striking the rock twice and disobeyed God. We see that not even a great prophet like Moses can save us. Maybe a great conqueror can save us, a great conqueror like Joshua, who led the people into the land. But Joshua didn't conquer as he was told and left rebellious people in the land. We see that not even a great conqueror like Joshua can save us. Maybe a great judge can save us, a great judge like Samson, who delivered the people from their enemies. But Samson gave his heart to a woman over God. We see that not even a great judge like Samson can save us. Maybe a great king can save us, a king like Saul, who was stronger and taller than all the other men. But Saul was gripped by pride. He didn't see God's glory, only his own. We see that not even a great king like Saul can save us. Maybe a man after God's own heart can save us, a man like David, who loved and worshiped God. But David sinned a great sin with a woman named Bathsheba. We see that not even a man after God's own heart like David can save us. Maybe a great priest can save us, a priest like Eli, who could speak to God for mankind. But Eli didn't care well for his own children, who turned from the Lord. So how could he care for God's people? We see that not even a great priest like Eli can save us. If no mere man or woman can save us, then maybe trusting in other things can. Some tried to obey the law of God, all his Ten Commandments, and even more. But they could not keep his law perfectly. Not even trying to obey the law of God perfectly can save us. Maybe the sacrifices required by the law could save them from their sins. But even though they brought animals to sacrifice, it never seemed to truly cover their sin. Not even the blood of bulls and goats can save us. All seemed lost. Who or what can save us? 400 years of silence. And then God broke the silence. A child was born, Emmanuel, God with us. He was given the name Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. In this child, the promise came. He was the one who would crush the head of the serpent, deliver mankind from their sin, grant them his righteousness, work in them his holiness, give them his life. But best of all, he secured his people's relationship with God. Once again, people could be with God. Forever, God would be their friend. There has never been and never shall be a Savior like this. He is unlike any other man or woman who came before. Jesus is the perfect righteous man. Jesus is the perfect faith-filled man. Jesus is the perfect prophet of God. Jesus is the perfect conqueror. Jesus is the perfect judge. Jesus is the perfect king. Jesus is the perfect man after God's own heart. Jesus is the perfect priest. Jesus is the perfect lawkeeper. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. Jesus is the perfect offering to God. Jesus was and is the promised one, the perfect one, the one who would not and could not sin, the one great Savior of men and women. Do you know this promised one? Have you trusted in him so that you are friends with God?
That was a full audio recording of The Promise, the amazing story of our long-awaited Savior, by Jason Halopoulos. To learn more about the print edition, which features captivating illustrations by well-known artist Rommel Ruiz, please visit crossway.org.